If the Fayetteville Roots Festival we discussed just a few moments ago is a sign that summer is nearing its conclusion, the upcoming symphony seasons in the region are an indication that live music opportunities will continue, if not completely prosper, in the fall. The oldest symphony in the state, the Fort Smith Symphony, will open with a concert program titled Sounds of the Universe in late September. John Jetter, the music director of the Fort Smith Symphony, says this upcoming season will be the 89th.
Founded in 1923 by Catherine Price Bailey, who was the first conductor. And very interesting that at that time that there was actually a female conductor. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a very unusual for the day. Now it's much more common. And the Sounds of the Universe is our first concert. It is being held on Saturday, September 29th, which is a week earlier than we normally do. And that's just a scheduling thing. That program, that's our season opener, features the Egmont Overture by Beethoven, very popular overture, the Mozart Piano Concerto No. 21, and our pianist is a young American pianist named Charlie Albright, who's a really outstanding young artist. And then the universe part is we're doing the Planets by Gustav Holst, which is a very popular work. Holst composed this work around 1916, and it includes all the planets. Interestingly, at that time, that was before Pluto was discovered. And then for years, oh, it's too bad he didn't include Pluto.
He was onto something.
He was on it, and now Pluto's off the list, so we're back to the actual planets. However, each movement that depicts the planets, each planet, it's not about astronomy. It's actually about astrology. Holst was very interested in astrology, Eastern religion, mysticism, and all that. So we have the sort of a different view of the planets that's just terrific. You know, Mars obviously is the bringer of war, and you know, so forth. And it's just an incredibly colorful work, and is very popular. And really, we've had people ask about it for years. When are you guys going to do the planets? It requires a very large orchestra of about 100. And you can do the planets with a reduced orchestra. It still sounds terrific, but we're not doing that. We've got everyone. So it's a great opener. And in the last movement, there is choir, women's mm-hmm. choir, and the UA Fort Smith women's choir will be performing with us.
So that's on the 29th of September.
That's on the 29th of September. Our next concert is called a Swingsational Classical Makeover. And that title comes from our guest artist, the Capitol Quartet. They are a quartet of saxophonists. They do a number of different POPs programs, but they do a program called Swingsational, and it's kind of a swing and jazz. And they do another program, which is called a Classical Makeover, and I asked if they wouldn't mind combining the two concerts. And they are an outstanding group of four musicians who do one of the most entertaining POPs programs.
That's October 20th.
That's October 20th. Then we switch gears a little bit to our Christmas concert on December 1st, a Simply Sinatra Christmas. Steve Lippia is our guest, and he is maybe the most one of the busiest symphonic pops guys working today. He does a terrific Sinatra evening. He's not a Sinatra impersonator. It's not even a Sinatra tribute concert. It really just focuses just on the music. And as many of you know, as many of you listening, I hope grew up with or listened to all those Sinatra Christmas albums. He made mm-hmm. a number of them. And I always wanted to do a concert with that. And I hope that Steve doesn't mind me talking about this, but I believe that the Fort Smith Symphony was very instrumental in having this concert actually done. It's my understanding that Steve was very busy, has been very busy doing his Simply Sinatra concerts. There had always been interest in him doing a Christmas concert. And I called and talked to his manager at length and eventually talked to Steve. And I said, look, if you – he said, yeah, people have been asking me. I said, if you do this, you guys will be booked for the whole of December, I guarantee you. And I guess maybe finally being able to visit with them, I got a call back from his manager saying, we're going to do it. We're getting the charts orchestrated, and we just can't wait. And I think they're very busy with the concert now. Physically, on stage, the orchestra will essentially be to my right and my left, and in the middle is a big band.
Ah.
So we get the whole thing. And what I like about the program is there's sacred and secular holiday music, but also thrown in are a lot of the Sinatra big hits.
The Summer Wind?
Come Fly With Me.
Uh-huh.
Our next concert is called Evening Serenade, and it takes place on Saturday, January 25th. It features Handel's Water Music, the second suite in D major. There are many movements of the water music, but it's can be broken up into three different suites. We'll be performing the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto Number 2 in D minor. And probably people are thinking, oh, Mendelssohn, yeah. Or if you're a Fort Smith Symphony subscriber, didn't they just do the Mendelssohn? The Mendelssohn Concerto is an E minor violin concerto. It's the piece that it's the Mendelssohn Concerto. When Mendelssohn was 12, 13, 14 years old, he wrote a violin concerto. This is many years before the one we know in D minor. And the piece basically was not known to exist until 1950-51. It sounds like Mozart and Rossini got together and said, hey, let's co-write a violin concerto. It's very classical. It's very Italian. There's almost a gypsy-esque feel to it. And our soloist is Ergene Kahn, who is the violin professor at U of A in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. A lot of you listening know Ergene. Mm-hmm. She's also a member of the symphony. And we had talked about having her be a concerto soloist a few years ago. And, of course, this always takes time because of our limited schedule to have these people actually be able to be soloists. But she was the one who really said, oh, I really want to do this because I believe it's an Arkansas premiere. I don't think it's ever been done in the state. Probably regionally, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's in January,
yes. Our next program, which is on Saturday, April 20th, is The Musical Magic of John Williams. We'll be performing music from Superman, Memoirs of a Geisha, Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Harry Potter, Schindler's List, Hook, and Star Wars. What we're doing this time is we're doing some very large-scale suites from the movies. So it's very much going to have a symphonic feel. I mean, we're going into a lot of the meat of these concerts. The orchestra's about 100 musicians. It's gigantic. And I think we're going to be able to present a very true sound to what you hear on the soundtrack, that really huge full sound, which on a soundtrack you do with microphones.
Right.
And we're going to do it with a number of people. So
sheer volume. How can they do that, folks? Sheer volume.
That's right. Just a note that that concert is on Saturday, April 20th.
But you're taking it on the road.
We're taking it on the road to the Reynolds Community Center in Poto, Oklahoma on Sunday afternoon, April 21st at 2 p.m. And that'll be a fun concert. It's a terrific new facility. It's a wonderful community center. And we're going to be there. I'll be doing a number of music community-related things in the area with the schools there in Poto. And for those who can't hear us in Fort Smith or want to hear us a second time, that's the place to do it. Those tickets are purchased through the Poto
through the
Center.
Yeah.
And then our final concert of the year is called Sonic Boom, and that is on Saturday, May 4th at 7:30 p.m. Incidentally, all these concerts are held at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center in downtown Fort Smith.
All are at 7:30 on Saturdays, except that extra Poto concert.
Correct. That is correct. Sonic Boom. The title means loud. We're going to be performing the Coronation March from Crown Imperial by William Walton. That's probably the largest scale march ever composed. It's not that it's terribly long, but it's a huge orchestra. We'll be then performing the second suite from Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe. That includes wordless chorus, and we'll have the UA Fort Smith chorale singing with us. Ravel uses chorus throughout the ballet as added color. It's not really a quote-unquote choral work. After intermission, we'll be performing the Clarinet Concerto by Aaron Copland. Our soloist is David Carter. He is the clarinet instructor and music instructor, one of the music instructors at UA Fort Smith. He was recently appointed the principal clarinetist of the Tulsa Philharmonic, mm-hmm. and he's played in the Fort Smith Symphony a number of times. And then we close with something light, The Pines of Rome by Respighi.
Yes.
And with the whole thing, with the antiphonal brass, and what a great way to end the season. So we've got, so that concert is full of very viscerally exciting music. Again, a very large orchestra, 100 plus.
People can go online?
Yeah, fortsmithsymphony.org to look at the season. For tickets, you need to contact the symphony office. 479-452-7575, 479-452-7575. And you can get information, get a season brochure, check out the season online. And better to consider it now than to wait. I can tell you we had a lot of people wait till after the first concert to seeing it tickets, and it was real hard for them. What happens a lot of times if you wait too long is once individual tickets go on sale, it is somewhat difficult to purchase season tickets and have the same seat for right. every concert. So we end up having to do these unusual quote-unquote season tickets. Because once the single tickets hit, people are – it's the same seat for all six concerts is rarely available.
Right.
So it's a nice problem to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
John Jetter is the music director of the Fort Smith Symphony. The entire 2012-2013 season is outlined at the symphony's website, fortsmithsymphony.org. If you'd like more information about tickets, performances, or anything else the symphony does, you can also call them at 452-7575.